CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring to the beginning. And I asked Bob and everyone this question. Who are you going to believe? The Big Bang Theory or the lying Webb telescope? Bob, what has Webb discovered that doesn't exist?
This is not even the first, but scientists using Webb have now identified another galaxy in the very early universe that simply should not exist based on the theories of the Big Bang. According to the Big Bang, the universe began 13.7 billion years ago. This galaxy exists about 1.7 billion years after the Big Bang, about 12 billion years ago. So therefore, it had 1.7 billion years to form. Except, it has multiple generations of stars. It also has a lot of molecules and elements that it should not have and could not create in 1.7 billion years. In fact, it's comparable to our own galaxy in these numbers, and it took the Milky Way about 12 billion years to do this. So this galaxy shouldn't exist based upon the Big Bang Theory, but it does. And this is just the uncertainty of science, John. The Webb telescope is increasingly providing data that says the Big Bang Theory cannot be right as presently worked out. Now, what is that? Does it mean the Big Bang Theory isn't right at all? No, it doesn't mean that. It means we don't understand things, and that's perfectly okay. It's very important right now for the cosmological community to accept the data as it continues to build up and be willing to throw out theory if the theory isn't matching the data. Because in the bottom line, we must always believe our lying Webb eyes, the observational data above theory. A theory always goes out the window when
and
data
Bob, credit to the cosmologists. I follow these reports in Nature and Science magazine.
Yeah.
I read consistently. They're thrilled. I mean, this is like a second life for them. Wow.
Yeah. 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 Well, there are some cosmologists, older cosmologists, that are probably crying because every theory they had was wrong and it'll be thrown out the window. But it's the young cosmology theorists who are excited because they can now play around and come up with new theories and maybe make a name for themselves. That's all the game. That's the way it works.
The flying toaster, Ingenuity, the pathfinder for the future, what the Orville Wright brothers were for the airplane, Ingenuity is for the exploration of Mars. What has it achieved this time, Bob?
It's gone on its 47th flight. I've got a map on Behind the Black showing you where it now sits relative to Perseverance. It had moved ahead of Perseverance. Perseverance caught up, and so now it's moved out ahead of Perseverance again to scout out the future route, as well as maybe provide the Perseverance science team hints at potential good geological targets, which is what the scouting is all about. Remember, this was an engineering experiment that's supposed to last 30 days and merely prove you can fly a helicopter in space. Instead, it's moved into operational mode and is now doing exactly what a helicopter should do, is scout for the rover. However, it's also laying the groundwork for maybe replacing rovers down the line, John, because maybe instead of using a rover, a helicopter might actually work better.
Bob, I have a conversation about the development of drones on Earth, in especially battlefield situations. It is striking how they're thinking through the same concept we talked about last time, a mothership with lots of little drones attached to spread out over the battlefield, but it works just as well on Mars. So everybody's going through a rethinking of the power of drones for surveillance. Now we go to a mystery on the surface of Mars. An ice volcano? Have we had one of these before?
Yes, we have. We have had lots. But this one is just interesting because it, once again, I'm interpreting it as an ice volcano. It might not be. It could actually be we're looking at an old lava volcano that has ice in its caldera. It's in the high northern latitudes of Mars, which is where you find lots of near-surface ice. And this is just another example of underlying the present geology, global geology of Mars. The farther you go from the equator, above 30 degrees latitude, the icier the terrain gets. And that's simply what this picture shows us, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. The mystery of the Soyuz crafts and the holes in Soyuz crafts continues. Bob is the Roscosmos detective. I'm John Batchelor.